Thanks to my flair for stating the obvious, I am going to spend about 10, 12 minutes or so just sort of setting up what the scenarios are that we're going to be talking about a little bit, and then we're going to have some discussion about that. What can happen to you, right? You see Katrina there. You see actually two Katrina photos. You see some type of explosion, what have you. Deepwater Horizon was an incredible disaster. We're seeing disasters every day, right? Literally. I mean, there's a rain event going on right now pursuant to Hurricane Florence in North Carolina. Houston, devastated, right, by Harvey, and on and on. Those events and threats of events can interrupt your practice, can interrupt the very business, the very functions of the clients you represent, their communications, their continuity of operations. It can interrupt and interfere with your ability to represent your clients, to defend those clients, and can actually, in some cases, right, result in criminal liability. You know, we're talking about high-impact events, obviously. Natural calamities, of course, storms, forest fires, earthquakes. We're talking about privacy data breaches, which we've already talked about today, risk to public health, destruction, dislocation of evidence, creating issues of evidence retention, evidence recoverability. And the results are going to be pretty costly disruptions in service, a lot of legal costs, a lot of legal liability, a lot of legal exposure that we'll be analyzing here. How do you look at crisis response preparation? There are four phases of crisis responses, right?